Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, God, are you there? It's me, the media. Welcome to the Airbuds podcast. I'm Jamel or whatever.
I'm Jewish media Peter.
I am Gentile media Benner. Hello. We're coming for you, Peter.
Can I tell you, this is, first of all, Happy New Year to all my fellow Jews.
Happy New Year. Also, Happy Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Big gang,
In my neighborhood, it is the worst time to be Jewish, because on every street corner is some Hasidic dude who's like, excuse me, sir, are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? And I have to look all of them in the eye and say, no, I'm not Jewish. Happy New Year. Leave me the fuck alone.
I thought maybe the answer to, like, it's the worst time to be Jewish in my neighborhood is that you're a white guy gentrifying.
No, I don't care about that. Who cares about that?
I was on Peter's block last week. Things was nice.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not the
you live in a great neighborhood. I've been in your neighborhood. It is it's a fun area. I like your neighborhood.
Vibes the are amount good.
Of the Caribbean fights that I heard in your neighborhood were great.
Hang out in my living room, bro, and you are bound to hear. Just say that.
Guys, this is a podcast about basketball. Woo! But before we get into the meat of the show, let's do business.
The meatia of the show?
The meatia of the show. And this is going to be a very meatia heavy episode. But before we get to that, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to support the buds, $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to our Discord, gets you bonus shows like in the criminal podcast system, which I think you guys are going to do another episode of soon.
Yeah. It's coming.
We watched one together.
We watched one in the same room together.
And then you didn't record right after?
Nope.
Well, one or both of us was incredibly stoned.
I'm guessing it's both.
Yeah, you could say.
If you guys are in the same room, I'm guessing it's both.
We did. I made Peter get pretty high.
All right, yeah. I'll give you a clue. One of us went out after, and the other one went to bed immediately.
I'm guessing Jamel went out, and you went to bed.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, really? Of course not. No, absolutely not.
Of course, yeah. No, I immediately I left Peter's house and
yeah,
I went Jamel to Bushwick.
Like,
went,
did like nine sets in Brooklyn while
yeah.
Peter was dreaming about a jar
sleep.
Of peanut butter hunting
I was dreaming
for him
about
or something.
Is what I was dreaming yeah. about.
Listen, bro. Listen, when you're in New York City, you gotta work. You gotta put in the hours. You gotta hit the streets.
And look, if you want to know more about Jamel's trip to New York, you gotta subscribe to the Patreon. That's patreon.com/airbudspod. I'm sure we will be talking all about your recent travels
on tomorrow's episode. The thing about it is I didn't get super lost this time. I was actually really efficient in my movements, but I got something happened.
I mean, it's hard to get lost in New York. It's a pretty straightforward city. It's like yeah. up and down train lines run easy. Like I don't.
It was lovely. I bought a NASCAR jacket off a child.
I believe that.
So I'll get into that.
We'll talk about that on the Patreon.
Obviously, as anyone does when they go to New York City.
I'm looking forward to talking to you about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, if you can't give us $5 a month, we get it, man. Times are tough. All right. Look, we're all having hard times right now. $5 a month, it might not sound like a lot, but it's something, and we get that. So if you want to support us another way. Go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. Go to Spotify, click 5 stars. And look, if you write a review on Apple Podcasts, maybe we'll read it. And maybe we'll read it on air right now. And I literally, if you can tell that I was stalling for time right now, it's because I was opening Apple Podcasts and
well
to look for a review.
We have
a bunch of new reviews. I'm only going to read one. Headline on this one, I've not read this before. So, and I see that the first word on the review is Benner. So I know I'm going to be
don't
upset.
Do this. Benner, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Pick the next one.
The headline,
no, do it.
The headline, the All Ball Pod, 5 stars from BCR97. Benner splits the double and tosses the oop to Peter, who doubles the oop to Jamel, who's hopefully very high. Oh my God, this is actually a very fun review.
Oh, look how happy this nigga Benner is.
Oh, Benner, you're so happy. You're so relieved that someone didn't talk about you sucking.
I mean, most of the, like, look, we did like the bit of me reading reviews, like, for 4 years, and 4 years is mostly like Benner sounds like the biggest piece of shit in the world, and I hope he dies.
Yeah, but Benner, we all know that was you secretly like making a new Apple account to post that every time.
But just to see someone making a fantasy play of all of us having a fun time on the basketball court, that made me happy. I'm happy. Thank you, BCR97.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Is that for the burrito at El Pollo Loco? Is that with BCR? Isn't there burrito, the BCR?
I think that's the new strain of Omicron, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a bean, cheese, and rice burrito, and also the new strain Omicron. And now we are done with business. Peter is chugging a LaCroix, it looks like.
Whew.
It's the only water I drink, baby.
You're in D.C.
Whew.
We are in disparate parts of the country, but one thing united us all, and that was NBA Media Day yesterday. Is that right?
Wow.
Did it ever unite us?
Man, the Wizards Media Day was so boring. That shit was 3 days ago. They just snuck it. They were like, we're just going to do it and hope no one
watches.
They
all had to do it at the same time. Like it was like a soccer, like a Premier League thing.
No.
Were they one of the weird ones that did it over the weekend because of like international games or whatever?
Yeah, sure. International games. That's right. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, the Wizards didn't really make any highlights, but we thought that we would kind of scroll through what happened on Media Day and talk about the big moments and our reactions to it. How do you guys feel about that?
Bro, I love
wait.
That.
Well, I think maybe the one of the biggest things that came out of Media Day was Zylon Williamson is in shape.
And looking people very noticed. Hot. Looking very hot.
Looking thin. Got the GM looking like an old man at a swingers bar.
David Griffin just peering around that door, like looking at him. Yeah. Like,
hey, you guys want to put Spice your keys Adams in the, and, like, the yellow?
It's like, mm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, almost exactly.
Zion Williamson showed up to Media Day, and his arms are, I would say, 80% more cut than they've ever been. He's got the baby fat off his face. He's looking almost like too buff to play basketball.
What can his we call shoes. This like a similar trajectory to Troel Embiid and him getting in shape too? Kind of like Joel didn't get in shape for the first couple of years, right?
No, that's true. He was used to actively eat cheeseburgers like a fucking Popeye character.
I mean, he sat out his first couple of years, so he wasn't really running much because of broken feet, basically. And then in his third year, he famously posted that Instagram post where he was looking cut, and I think the caption was "Body by Shirley Temple." Because he was rumored to be drinking Shirley Temple's by the pitcher. But I think it was like with Joel, it was purely a matter of like, he just wasn't running because he had broken feet.
And who does that remind you of?
Maybe Zion, but like, I feel like Zion was definitely puffier than Joel Embiid ever was.
Because he's smaller. He's like a squished down Joel.
That's a good point.
His shoes have reinforced steel beams in them, for sure.
And jet fuel cannot melt them.
About time. Never forget.
I thought you said jet fuel cannot milk them. I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah. This is the new podcast for the future, Peter.
Zion Williamson has big jet fuel mommy milklers.
Milklers? All right. Milklers. We got to get out of this. We got to get out of this right now.
Zion said, I feel like I'm at my best right now. I'm moving faster, jumping higher. I feel great.
Can't wait to see it. I mean, see it.
That's right. We'll see it.
The Pelicans look scary in those photos.
I want to love Zion. I feel like I've said it over the past 2 years. Like, I don't know why we think he is the next guy, because like, he's proven nothing. He's not really done anything in the league. But
because he looks and plays like an NBA Jam character.
Yeah, he had like a Jeremy Lin moment where he was on the floor and everyone was like, oh my God. You forget. But remember like the 20 games he had where all of a sudden he was bouncing around like crazy,
and then he sat out for the next like 120 games. Like, yeah. I just don't like, he's done nothing. He's done nothing.
They had engineers who designed the Brooklyn Bridge make his newest shoes. Okay, the science, the technology going into these shoes is gonna blow your mind, Benner. Just you watch.
I would love my mind to be blown. I didn't see the next superstar like in his highlights from college. I didn't see the next superstar in his like few moments he's played in the league. I would love for him to show me that he is what everyone says he is.
He's going to come to your house and dunk on you.
I would love that. If he wants to dunk me into a trash can and then put me out at the curb for a truck to come get me, I'd be down for that.
It might happen, Daddy.
I think that's the Benner's the sexiest thing that could ever happen to him.
Maybe. I mean, look, I've been married.
I forgot how sexy that was.
Top that.
Okay.
James Harden said he lost 100 pounds in the offseason.
Yeah, and his name was Lil Baby. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, everybody.
I mean, yeah, there's something else to talk about.
Yeah. James Harden, shut up, man. You haven't even put a dent in that beard. You that did not lose 100 pounds.
He's looking, James Harden is looking cut. I know every offseason we always be like, oh, so-and-so added 25 pounds of muscle or whatever, and then like it never really means anything. But James Harden looks like he is finally shown up to camp in shape.
Seems to be the trend, you know?
The staff at Ishka Bibbles is besides themselves, distraught.
Do you think they're like adding like 40% less meat to the cheesesteaks because James Harden shows up?
They've just been emptying out his cheesesteaks.
We have the gluten-free wrap.
When we eventually do the ever teased Air Buds hometown tour, I'm excited to take you guys to Ishka Bibbles because that's the best cheesesteak, man.
I'm excited. It's happening. It's happening soon.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to just not get a shirt from Ishka Bibbles.
You know, I don't know if they sell shirts. They probably do, but I don't, like, in my mind's eye, I don't see a shirt, like, on the wall for sale. Which is,
you know what? Every company should be selling shirts.
Deborah and I, when we were on our honeymoon recently, which I've talked about in every episode.
You had a honeymoon?
Yeah, we finally went on our honeymoon. We were in Barcelona. We went to a place called Bar Brutal, which was one of the better restaurants we ate in on our entire trip. But they had the coolest fucking, like, the staff had the coolest shirts. And Deborah was like, you should get a shirt. And I was like, I'm not going to, like, ask our server, like, can I buy one of your work shirts? And she kind of, like, convinced me, like, you're going to want, like, that's a cool shirt. You should ask. And so, like, I timidly was like, hey, can I buy the shirt you're wearing? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we have it for sale. Like, it's fine. Like, just, like, threw it on the bill. It was fine. And now that's I have a really cool shirt. But I don't know why I said that. It feels weird to, like, ask someone that is serving you, like, can I buy the shirt you're wearing, right?
I've done it. I did feel weird. I was unsuccessful, which made me feel worse.
Mm.
I know all about it.
Yeah. DeAndre Ayton got a big extension, but he doesn't seem exactly happy about it.
Oh, boy.
Tensions were particularly high in Brooklyn and Phoenix. Although
I feel like we were burying the lead. Like, that's the Phoenix and Brooklyn. The vibes are intensely off with both teams. Yeah.
I mean, it felt like though in Brooklyn, half the people didn't know the vibes were off. You could say, like, Kyrie explaining to everybody what a martyr he was for not getting $100 million because he refused to get vaccinated was one of the most gaslighty experiences I had recently.
It's really strange.
Yeah, I feel like I've been completely converted to your stance, Peter, like, with the past 2 weeks of Kyrie Irving. Whereas, like, I feel like for a long time, I was like, oh, yeah, he's a dumb idiot, but he's entertaining. And now I'm like, Kyrie Irving needs to be kicked out of the league. Like, he's such a, like, I think he's gone from a amusing dummy to piece of shit that needs to shut up.
And I don't want to put anyone else's well-being on Kyrie Irving's back, but he's definitely a man who has spoken of the importance of service and goodwill.
Everything he says is bullshit.
I don't deny that he's, like, done a lot of, like, good things, but, like, also, if you're like, I lost you know, I gave up 4 years and $120 million because I didn't want to get vaccinated. I'm just like, why are you bringing this up? Like, does the money matter or not to you?
No,
I'm not pro Kyrie.
He thinks he's fucking Mahatma Gandhi. That's what he thinks.
I wish you didn't say Martin Luther King first for some reason. Something about how white you are, Peter, and you saying Martin Luther King first did make me feel different physically.
Was it how I said Luther?
Something. You hit the R's kind of hard. But listen, it wasn't even that. What I was going to say was, like, $100 million, this guy, if he was really a martyr, he would have sacrificed himself and got the vaccine and made his nuts explode.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins did it.
Then you take the $100 million and then you create a school for Alex Jones. Duh. This dude ain't even playing martyr chess. He's playing martyr checkers.
The Alex Jones School for Real Things That Happened?
Yeah. And he's the only student. He's a teacher and a student. It's $100 million just for him to be alone and dressed like that.
I was working on a script last night, and I wrote a line. And I'll just say it here because I don't think this script is ever going to go anywhere. But a male character texted a female character, "You got that Alex Jones body. It's crazy."
My word.
And I'm like, that's a pretty good, I feel like, Jamel, I think you should use that line.
Oh, I will.
I know you have a girlfriend, but you know, hey, you're the closest to single out of all of us. So someone needs to use the line.
Okay. Now this brings up an interesting point. This brings up an interesting point. I am the closest to single, though I have been with a woman for several months. We're reaching double digits. Now, when am I allowed to say that a woman is hot? When am I allowed to say that a person is hot?
I think if you do it respectfully, whenever. I mean, I feel like I acknowledge when a person is attractive.
Your body look like Alex Jones, respectfully.
Oh, well, like telling them directly is like maybe a little...
You got this all wrong.
Directly, what do you mean? Send a note?
I think like if Deborah and I see someone that is attractive, we both remark upon their attractiveness.
So you have to both agree. That's your
move. No. The first thing you have to do is put on a top hat. That's the first thing.
And then you tip it and you go, "Hello, Ma. You got that Alex Jones body."
Tip it harder, respectfully.
No, I don't think you need to tell people directly. Like, and I mean, it depends on your friendship or relationship with the person. If like you see a friend that is like in a nice outfit or looking good, you can be like, "You look great." But like, you don't slide into a stranger's DMs and tell them.
No. Okay. Absolutely would tell a friend they look great. If there is a stranger in reality who is clearly the hottest person at a bar, like I'm waiting for a drink, then the unanimous, undisputed hottest person in the bar walks up next to me, I might say something.
Maybe. I think Deborah and I have like people we've like, I'm allowed to tell Solange that she's beautiful if I ever wind up at a bar with her, and she's allowed to hit on Karen O if we ever wind up at a bar with Karen O. But like, I think just anybody, like, what do you stand to gain from like,
if you're not
trying to break up your 10-month relationship by, you know, hitting on this person, like, what do you stand to gain from just...
Is it me hitting on them? Here's my line. I see the hottest person. They're dressed fantastic. I say, "Damn, did you have court today?"
Okay, that's allowed. I think that's allowed for sure.
And no pun. There's no joke. There's no second part. There's a joke. Like, legit, did you go to court like that?
Honestly, you can't even wait for an answer. You just have to, like, walk away after that.
Yeah, sure. Fade out. Spin move. And
you need to have the, like, Law and Order dun-dun, like, on your phone ready to go.
Not wrong.
We're at the court today. And then you walk away.
With that amount of pause in between it. Hold up. Wait. Hey, you can't leave it. Hold on, stay right there. Hold up.
I entered the code wrong. Okay. Remember what I said?
Okay. Did you have court today?
I just was, this is podcast fodder, man. I'm good. I know the rules of engagement.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's an interesting thing where it's like, you know, like how.
Get out of here, dog.
It's an interesting thing like Jay Leno. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. I hit on a woman last night.
Yeah. Do you hear about this?
It's a thin line between telling someone they're really hot and hitting on them. I guess if you say really hot, that is hitting on them.
I think it's okay to like tell your.
You can't tell them they're hot.
And close ones that they look hot. I think it's like weird if you're in a relationship to tell a stranger that they look hot.
All right. Hey, these are the this is Air Bud Sharia law, folks.
I mean, no, there's no law here. I'm just that's my opinion. This is Benner Sharia law. I don't know what Moses and Johnson law is.
I'm just trying to get us out of this. Give us some more topics. We were talking about the Suns.
You were here about Robert Sarver using the N-word?
Yeah. No. Okay. So that the most shocking story of the whole thing is Devin Booker being pro Robert Sarver.
Yeah, Devin Booker weirdly basically being like, hey, man, the Robert Sarver I know is a cool guy, when the rest of the team were basically like, we hate this fucking asshole.
It's not a great stance to take.
Yeah. I mean, is he just covering, like, his bets? Like, is he just like, I don't, what if Robert Sarver never sells the team and I'm going to, like, just be nice to him? I don't understand what Devin Booker was doing.
Perhaps they're really good friends. Maybe they play Battleship together. Maybe they are in a pickleball league.
Mm. Robert Sarver calls it N-word ball.
I was headed there, and you cut me off in traffic.
I think he calls it pickle N-word is what he calls it.
Oh my, okay.
That's what he calls Devin Booker. He's like, let's go play, my.
And Devin is apparently down with it? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm happy to see Robert Sarver fucking go. We talked about it last week. Like, his cancel culture letter was so pathetic and annoying. I'm bummed that the Suns had to, like, fucking deal with it today. Like, they, you know, they're a good team that should probably be a contender.
Especially with their new jerseys looking great. Yeah. I love the color, the gradient on the lining, the sleeves and stuff. It's great. I'm really sad that they're losing the PayPal sponsorship. You guys know I love PayPal.
You have to.
The only way you get cash.
I actually have to. It's the only way because PayPal also kicked me off Venmo.
It is weird how like they booted you off one of their services but let you on one, and you're just like an abused spouse.
Come on, like, man. Because I sold a little weed one time, two times. Benner, you've been selling perks to city officials for years.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't use a Canadian maple leaf emoticon on every transaction.
It's the pill with the screwy face that's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's a pill. And then, yeah, like the emoji that was like,
yeah. The wacky. That was kind of a perfect.
That was so perfect. Yeah. How did you do it that good, Peter?
Oh, wait. Can we point out, by the way, I've been sitting on the fact that there is a celebrity chef that is identical to Peter.
Oh, yeah. The dude from Guys Grocery Games?
Christian Petroni. He's actually a very good New York chef, Peter, that I feel like we need to go to his restaurant next summer in New York. One of his restaurants.
I think we talked about this. Where I like could if I could go in and get us.
Oh, did we talk about this on the podcast?
I don't know if it was on the pod, but like, should we go in there and like pretend like I'm him and just be like, oh, let me get the table?
I think absolutely we need to do that. But yeah, I've literally, because I watch, Deborah and I mostly watch like food fucking TV shows. And so I've known about Christian Petroni for a long time, but I've never said a thing. And then Jamel just randomly was like, hey, Peter's on Guys Grocery Games.
and Peter is better looking than this guy. He's got at least a half a step on this guy. Maybe even a whole one.
I would agree. I think Peter is a little more handsome than this guy.
Which technically makes him less hot to women, because women kind of have this like, oh, he's so fucked up looking. Let me like, I'll hold him and make him safe.
Yeah. What Christian Petroni has over Peter is that he's just covered in fucking tattoos.
Covered in tattoos and knows the proper way to like Julian things. He knows how to use all the knives in a thing.
Yep.
But I think he owns a pizza restaurant, and I feel like Peter, between the way that you guys look exactly the same and your knowledge of pizza, I feel like we could walk into his restaurant and just be like, give me everything.
Yeah, and I could like hold it up and kind of look at the pizza and judge it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Women like guys who look haggard and have feminine skills.
Don't I know it, brother?
Well, let's get you a little
like, what are some of the feminine skills? I know how to dice an onion. Come on.
You know what a feminine skill is.
No. Let's list it out here.
No, I know. Jamel's talking about being able to cook. That's what he's saying.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. If you can cook and you look like you've been living underneath a overpass, you're in there.
How do you think I got Deborah? Come on.
Let's go, man.
Speaking of misogyny, should we talk about the Celtics?
Oh, my God. I didn't want things to go this way, but we are here.
So I don't think we've even talked about it on the pod yet, because it happened kind of over the weekend. But Celtics head coach Ime Udoka, former Sixers head coach who I wanted the Sixers to hire over Doc Rivers, but maybe now I dodged a bullet. Ime Udoka has had some kind of weird, we're not exactly sure what the details are, but relationship with a female staffer that has kind of blown up and ultimately resulted in him being suspended for a single year. Before we dive into the Celtics
so weird
team, like their responses today, I want to ask you, do you guys think Ime Udoka is coming back to the Celtics? There's no fucking way he's coming back, right?
Gotta go with no. Gotta go with no, and I wish him luck in Detroit 2 years from now.
So here's my question. There has to be a reason why they didn't just fire him.
Why?
Like, why was he not just fired? Because it doesn't make sense.
I think it's on some corporate shit, because people keep saying the corporation has to protect itself. I think it's because, and none of the women involved or the one staff woman involved was not suspended. There was no announcement of that. So I think what's going on, this is the word, this is what everybody, I snuck into some shit. They believe the women involved, but Udoka also has evidence that could look contrary to that. And so since they don't have, since the case doesn't seem ironclad, they're afraid to fire him because he could sue for wrongful termination because he's got some info that's like, yeah, me and Woj said it was consensual.
I think like in in many ways, sexual harassment is not really easily provable and is also in many cases not technically illegal. So he probably did something fucked up, abusing power dynamics or whatever. I mean, he's the head coach of a team, so most people are going to be below him on the kind of like, you know, ladder of whatever, the power structure. And so he probably did something fucked up and wrong, but they can't like legally try him.
What so, I'm hearing, you know, because you know, I'm in DC and I was hanging out at the train station and my man Lil Rico at the train station, who is very closely connected to this stuff, Lil Rico was telling me, you know, it, like at the point where Udoka started fucking up in these interactions with women is interesting because it makes it even harder to prove. Lil Rico was like, imagine an affair begins, someone decides they want to end it, and then the other person, who may or may not have been the head coach of the Boston Celtics, decided, nah, it ain't over. Now I'm going to harass your ass. Now I'm going to make your life a nightmare because you don't want to give me the cheeks no more.
Now, Jamel, Little Rico is standing right behind you. Why don't you just let him say that?
Well, because, you know, Rico, he can't be talking on this show.
Little Rico, get a mic. Little Rico, come on.
Rico, hey, Rico, also, nah. Go listen, back to the bathroom, Rico.
I want to shout out Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra, by the way, who is married now for, I think, at least 6 or 7 years to a Miami Heat cheerleader. So clearly there is a right way to go about this.
For sure.
Obviously, whatever happened was the wrong way.
The not ecosystem even of NBA cheerleaders is like entirely fucked up in its own right and are like kind of uniformly completely like they're basically like a nonprofit organization that like the teams like don't acknowledge as part of the organization and like pay them shit. So like, there's like layers of separation between, I feel like, a coach and a cheerleader. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was married to a cheerleader.
It's one of the most beautiful relationships in NBA history.
Oh, yeah. And I also only know all this stuff about how poorly NBA cheerleaders are treated because a friend of mine dated an NBA cheerleader. And she basically, one night at a bar, was like, here's why it's all fucked up and I hate it.
Damn.
They make $25 a game.
Yeah, it's like less than 50. Yeah, it's insane. It's dark. And that has to do a ton of work.
Well,
the Celtics hired, I guess, promoted their interim coach to be Joe Mazzulla, who was one of Ime Udoka's cherished assistants. Joe Mazzulla has his own history. He has been arrested for assaulting a woman. He has been arrested for assaulting police. And now he is the second youngest NBA head coach in the league right now.
Yeah, I think so. It was like a thing in college. He was at a bar and put his hands on the throat of a woman in a bar.
Yeah, he choked a woman at a bar.
And I guess he choked some cops. I think he, so it sounds like he was an alcoholic in college.
I'm fine with him choking the cops, by the way.
Sure. He, an alcoholic in college.
It's like, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
For sure. And then he decided to be addicted to church instead of fruit flavored vodka. So
you know what? It could go either way, because you can definitely end up, you know, feel. Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to say. I'm not going to.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, yep. Peter. Mm-hmm. I see you. I see where you're headed, though.
But the Celtics seem to be fully behind Joe Mazzulla. Everyone seems to be a fan of him. You know, should we just get into what some of the players have said?
Please.
Yes.
Marcus Smart has said it's been hell for us. These last couple of days for us have been confusing. And that's, it's not even worth getting into, because that was basically what every Celtics player said. There was just a real pallor around their entire media day. It was almost as if like they were like, they should have been allowed to stay home from school.
They should have been allowed to stay home from school. They also should have been allowed to do the interviews not in full uniform.
Okay.
It's weird to see them playing, like, why talking are they in uniform. Uniform?
Yeah. Why?
Why? Specifically the Celtics.
It feels as degrading as, like, making a 68-year-old baseball manager, like, put on a uniform every day for the entire summer.
And not only that, you know, all of these fools are cold. No room, no media day room is not cavernous and does not have AC blaring in that bitch. So now you have to talk to a room full of people who are appropriately dressed. You're in shorts and a tank top. It's 68 degrees in the room.
And now you have to talk about your coach having an affair. Which, by the way, we haven't even acknowledged, Ime Udoka has been in a 12-year relationship with Nia Long.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody really was like, how dare you do this to Nia Long? But it's like, if Nia Long wasn't famous, if he was just dating a woman who wasn't a famous actress, everybody would be like, Ime Udoka, you go, boy.
Yeah. we stand a cheating king. I think so Nia Long has long, no pun or wordplay
long in it
or whatever. Yes. She's said, like, over the years, like, they got engaged in like 2015 or something, but she has been like adamant with the press. She was like, we're never getting married. I don't ever want to be married. Like they got engaged, but she's always been like, yeah, no. I don't believe in marriage as an institution. And there's a part of me that's like, did Nia Long, and this is like complicating things even further, but like, did Nia Long and Ime Udoka like have an arrangement? And ooh, like, did like, so like, when everyone on Twitter is like, this man cheated on Nia Long, like, what a fucking idiot. And I was like, maybe Nia Long's fucking some people too. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
It's within the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Jada Pinkett Smiths opened the door to this.
Mm-hmm.
We call it entanglement now. It happens.
I think it's possible that this was an entanglement and Nia is in her own entanglements and that's it.
And the messiest part that I've been thinking about is, so the team is positive that they have him for official misconduct, right? Detrimental to the team, right? So does that mean what was happening was during team hours? In my head, I think they have records of him doing foul shit during the playoffs, like times where he is in Celtics uniform in the locker room. Texting.
No, you're bringing something up, and I can't. I'm not even going to go trying to find it because I don't even remember or read it. But I read some account somewhere where someone that worked for the Celtics, they were on a road trip, like in a different city, and they walked into a bar at like 1 a.m. and Ime Udoka was there with another staffer, and they were like, this person was like, I didn't really think much of it. Like, we were in a different like city, and you know, we had played a late game, and they were just seemed to be like chatting normally, but maybe that was it. And I don't know where I saw that. And I'm sure our listeners are like,
I mean, listen, I think this also happens. Text. I think this has got to happen way more than the public could ever possibly imagine.
Oh, sure.
Like,
Skip Bayless was getting in on the action. Did you guys see Skip Bayless talking about how it was to be a press guy in the 90s?
I saw Skip Bayless's OnlyFans. He's doing it crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, yeah, I've had a couple affairs. Sometimes you work so close with someone, you gotta kiss them.
I love that I just said that I basically subscribed to Skip Bayless's OnlyFans and you guys didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, because yeah, that's someone better.
That's not surprising at all, Mike.
Yeah, least surprising thing that was said on the show today.
It's like, I just really love to watch the Geico Gecko fuck people.
Which was totally different than what you said before. But then I guess, no, Skip Bayless
Skip does Bayless look, without a shirt on looks like the Geico Gecko. Gecko.
Yeah. There you go. I see yeah. what's I mean, happening.
I remember when David Blatt was the Cavs coach that he used to parade around a certain establishment in Cleveland all the time with young women who were definitely not his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you telling us that, like he was like just out there blatantly cheating.
Yeah. Just totally out and about.
So I think the fact that Ime Udoka got suspended for a year means that either he did something beyond the pale of just cheating, or he fucked Brad Stevens's wife.
Well, also don't forget too, like, David Blatt was a shitty fucking coach.
In hindsight, I mean.
Sure.
I mean, they fired him mid-year, and they won the championship.
They fired him mid-year when they were, like, all, like they had, like, 40 wins already.
And been
like,
to the finals.
Yeah. I think LeBron just didn't like him.
What's getting lost in all this is the fact that I cursed the Celtics in 2017. I think we all remember.
Smell went full little B mode.
Yeah, nothing they did would bring them ultimate success. And now we're here, and I feel terrible about it because I did not want it to be at the expense of anyone but Celtics players and staff. Well, not, I mean, you know, like, you feel me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's much else to say. I don't want to like speculate too much on like what Ime Udoka did because there's like people on the other side of it that
no one knows officially, and it's very murky, and it just sucks.
There's no way he's coming back to the Celtics.
Like, the Celtics can also suck my dick. Am I allowed to say that now?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you're quoting Ime Udoka, so you're fine.
I play the Law and Order sound if you don't mind.
That's the entire Celtic situation in two audio clips.
Yep.
Should we talk about Jimmy Butler's hair?
Yeah, I just want to give
waited as long as we did. Yeah,
I want to just give a quick shout out to. I know we're not going to talk about the Cavs, but Evan Mobley's arms also looked pretty sweet. So
Evan Mobley's arms look sweet, and it is crazy how much taller he is than all the other 7-footers. I'm like, is he actually 7'4"?
He's so good,
Peter. I could not care less about the Cavs. I'm tired of the Cavs. I'm tired of Cavs fans and their shit. Listen, you got it. Whatever you want, you're going to have it. You're not even the one seed. You're the 0.5 seed. They're going to make a new seed that's even higher than one just for y'all.
I mean, I said on the pod when we had Mr. Pap Johnson on, like, all that needs to happen is some crazy shit up top. That's it. Some crazy shit. What's happened even since that pod?
Crazy shit.
The Bulls coach has said maybe Lonzo Ball's going to be gone for the year. Who knows?
Can't run, can't jump currently, 2 weeks before the season starts.
Mm-hmm. Seems like that might be important for basketball.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, it turns out that, you know, the vibes of Brooklyn are DEFCON zero.
Oh, my God. We haven't even gotten to Brooklyn yet. Jesus Christ. We need to go because I've got a thing at five. Let's just jump
we'll
in.
We'll figure out quick. A part of you.
Jimmy Butler's hair. What the fuck?
Just, dude, he's like, oh, I did it just to make everybody mad. No, you didn't, man. You wanted to know what you would look like if you had hair like Ty Dolla $ign. And
yeah, guess what? Don't do this on anybody else. This is a you thing.
We don't like it.
His just, hair is fine. Closer to Gary Oldman in True Romance than it is Ty Dolla $ign. Like, and also, he shaved all of his facial hair, which makes it even weirder.
He is a maniac who's capable of anything, but still.
He's a maniac, and I want him to, like, lead the Sixers to the finals.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. Yeah, it's sad. Because it would be a lot of fun if this was happening on the Sixers instead of in Miami.
Also, I just want to point out, with all this controversy happening, it is weird as hell that the Sixers are not involved. Because what team in the past decade has been more involved in weird fucking stories than the Sixers?
Hold on. Wait a second there, Banner. I don't really think you're in a position to say. Hey, I don't really think. Hey, guys. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? I hope y'all enjoyed Media Day. I was checking in from the Wendy's drive-thru.
Hey, Doc, did anybody ask you about your Twitter activity at the Media Day?
Yeah. You know, I had Austin tell me what Twitter was. My assistant runs whatever that account is. It's for tax purposes. I'm using Twitter as like a tax shelter.
Oh, can you be more specific?
I'll tell you guys on the next episode. I got to message Jack, see if it's okay if Jack from Twitter could release the info. But I've got some other stuff going on. Sign up for my Twitter Blue. Sign up for my Twitter Blue. It's 20% off a month.
We got to get you on a whole episode.
Yeah, maybe
come back to the Patreon.
Come over to the Patreon.
One second. Can I get a 4 for $4?
I was going to ask what your order is. That's good to know.
Can I get a number four, a 4 for $4 with a double stack and 2 honey mustards, please?
All right, okay, bye,
thank you.
Oh, wait, all right,
all right, gentlemen.
Yeah, Doc, one more thing. When you saw all those Twitter likes, what did you say?
Oh, man.
And I said Ubuntu.
It's always great when Doc stops by. We'll have him on the Patreon episode.
I gotta go, guys. Happy basketball.
All right, you get out of here. Jamel, you and I will wrap it up with some Nets talk.
I mean, are we? Okay, yeah. Hit me with some Nets talk.
Let's talk for 2 minutes because I also got to go.
Yeah, because you said you had to go. All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said I had to go. And then Peter was just like, I'm going to one-up you and leave. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
I mean, we have to bet on the under for the Nets, right?
It does seem like that's probably the right decision, but it might be close. I don't know. Something about it, I was just like, oh, man, it's just a bunch of people who don't have any other choice. I've worked for jobs like that, and sometimes really good stuff comes out of that situation. Shout out to all my folks at Ridiculousness.
I will say Markieff Morris did say one thing that was like, the thing that kind of put it all in perspective for me. Did you see it?
Oh, of course.
He said, basically, like, you know, people break up with their girlfriends and get back together all the time, and in reference to Kevin Durant, and then said, I broke up with my wife a bunch and we're still married. And I was like, yeah, like,
yeah, he kept it real as fuck.
He kept it real as fuck. But then people, like, you know, people make things work. And that's a little scary in terms of the Nets, because I'm just like, if they can make it work, it's going to be good. But then I think about Kyrie and Ben Simmons on the same team, and I'm like, there's no way that can fucking work.
I honestly think it would work because we all know Ben Simmons isn't interested in shooting. This isn't Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving have both been on teams where the feeling is there's not enough basketballs because there's a third guy who can also score, who I guess the press wants to have the ball more. For some reason, it makes Kyrie or KD, it makes the situation kind of off. There's no balance. But if your third guy doesn't want to shoot, it's the perfect amount of basketballs.
Well, while it's true that Ben Simmons is not exactly interested in shooting, he's also not exactly interested in playing.
Hey, he was at the media day. He was there on time.
He wants to collect that check.
You got to play to get up the big checks.
That's a good point.
Come on.
I think the vibes are all off on the Nets. I think Peter is right. We should be all buying under. I know we... We bought a $100 bet through him.
I think so. Something like it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Jamal, anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No.
Well,
we'll go Wizards. That's it. That's all I got.
Go Wizards. Go Bradley Beal. Come to the Sixers. They would love to have you. Tobias Harris would look great in DC.
He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks. Hello. Zabadoo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.